We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Rats off a ship. Game six.
Rats off a ship.
Oh! It is time, ladies and gentlemen, to play our favorite Wednesday game,
Rats Off a Ship.
Jay Figg will give us some topics. We'll tell you whether or not we're staying on the boat or getting our ass out of there. Getting our rat ass out of there. The Rats were on the ice last night for the Florida Panthers. I know that much. Awesome win in overtime for the Cats. Jay Figg, you're older, wiser now. This is your first Rats Off a Ship out of New Age.
Yeah, happy birthday again. How
Thank
was
you.
It?
I love the pressure.
Yep.
Yeah, no stress.
No stress.
You're just getting older.
No fuss, no muss. What do we have today for Rats Off a Ship today, Jay Figg?
Well, let's first start off with some fun. How about buying a flamethrower robot dog?
Excuse me?
Exactly. Same. You don't know what that means, but there's a visual for this.
So, Tobin will want one.
Yeah.
Can you show?
Of course.
Wow. That thing looks awesome.
Wait a minute. Was he an extra in...
Doesn't this look like something in a movie?
Yeah, from Will Smith.
And also Will Smith, yes.
Was it iRobot?
I am Legend.
Yeah.
I thought he had a real dog in I Am Legend.
I don't know. Well, this
one—he had a real dog.
He had a real one, but you know, I'm just saying that looks like I Am Legend type stuff.
Hey, no. First of all, Tobin, no, you can't have that.
Why not?
Yeah, you're not good with fire.
You see the flame coming out of there? You burned down all.
Close set. Oh,
no, that's not a close,
a close set, dude.
That's not a close. That's a dangerous setting right there.
Wow,
dude, look. Oh my goodness.
This Ohio-based firm says that the robot cost $9,420. Pretty good deal if you ask me. How much does a Tesla cost? Now I got a dog that can shoot fire?
You're comparing this to a Tesla?
Wow. Oh, it could be operated by Wi-Fi or Bluetooth.
Oh, even better, because we love the internet.
Wait, no, because here's the deal. Here's the deal.
Technology.
Here's the deal. Tobin to blow, accidentally burned down a neighbor's house, and you go, I got hacked.
Yeah, sorry.
I can hear that. I got hacked.
Wow. I'm not rats off a ship on this dog. I like it.
Of course you're not.
Seems like great
I'm
fun.
Rats off a ship.
Why?
Why? Rats off a ship.
Because. Can I just say something? I'm going to say this as gently as I can say it. Right? Intangibles love crap like this. Right? And something bad always happens.
Ooh, it has a laser scope.
Yeah, just like every movie.
Right.
Every series. Nothing ever goes well.
Nothing ever goes well when somebody tried to build something at home.
Mm. No.
How many of these do you think they'll sell?
Ooh, it says that the throw flame can be used for wildfire control and prevention, entertainment shows, or even clearing snow from your driveway. Never have to plow again if you live up north.
That's not true.
What do you mean?
Because, hey, I don't know if you're familiar with snow. Okay.
Been a while.
But if you burn snow like that and melt it, it'll freeze, and then you have a slip and slide.
I think this is so hot, like it'll evaporate.
No.
dude, I think it would. I think you're wrong. You're so wrong on this.
Dude, if you melt snow too quick, it'll freeze, and then you'll have ice. Oh, my goodness.
He's right, bro. You. Take it from the guy that lived up north and had to deal with these
snowstorms. He never had a flame-throwing dog.
Dude, okay. Go ahead. Get your one. Get your one.
Go fund me for it first.
You know what?
I gotta get my refund first.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You should take that dog with you to Target.
Stupid. People should not go fund for stupid.
Wait, no, hold on. You should take that dog to Target with them.
Maybe it's like the first iPhone. Like, I should wait for the kinks to get out, and then I'll get it once they really square it away.
Well, technically, if it's
more than sure they're not going to be a flame dog, too.
If it's $9,500 to purchase, if anything happens to it, it's going to cost you a lot to fix.
That's fair.
You can't neuter that dog.
What do you think? Have to send it back.
I wonder, like, what do you think it's in there? You think it's like gunpowder? Do you think it's like gasoline? Like, I wonder what the flame comes from. Like, how is it fueled?
Oh, to mess with you, wouldn't it be something if you had to put Tito's in there?
Oh, you know somebody's gonna put. You know,
it's
we're weird.
Be fueled by Mentos and Coke.
And soda and Coke. Yeah, but that's not fire.
I know.
That's just. Yeah.
We're missing one more.
This thing looks pretty cool. I think I want it.
No.
No.
Looks like something you would have in the Sharper Image catalog.
No, that's.
Or when you're in the airplane.
Oh, yeah.
In the airport.
Exactly, dude. Exactly. JFig, where are your rats with flame throwing dog?
They're super rats off a ship. Okay?
Why?
I can't even get behind electronic cars. No, rats off a ship.
Vlad?
I'm rats off a ship, bro.
You know. Wait. Rats off a ship. JFig. Yes. You might be the first person in the history of cars to call it an electronic car.
Whatever. Electric car.
Did you say electronic cars?
She said electronic car.
You're quibbling.
Same thing.
I don't think so, but okay.
I'm older and wiser, guys.
No, it's not.
You're syllable quibbling.
You made it sound like you could put it. She made it sound like you could just plug up a couple of
You could plug up a car. What do you mean? Basically what you're doing to a Tesla.
Yeah, I wonder if this is rechargeable batteries or if it takes like a few double A's.
No, dude, if it's shooting fire,
at least double
it's got
D's.
A battery pack.
Interesting.
How big is the dog?
It's hard
to tell with that big ass plane.
Yeah, give me the picture again, JFig.
No.
That could fit in my trunk.
Dude.
Are you sure? If it's your trunk, you have a bunch of props.
Wait. If Tobin, in that hat,
I would not trust him,
were to come and pull out that dog in any area, you clear in the park, dude.
Site currently unavailable. Man, that must be in high demand.
No! Yeah! By the FBI!
Damn.
You can't sell war dogs on TV? You can't sell war dogs online?
I definitely feel like I definitely feel like later when I'm watching like Kane's Boston College, like there's going to be a 60-second infomercial for this in the timeout. All right, moving on from our Irish potato peeler, we got ourselves flame-throwing dog. You buy one, you get two.
Buy one and get flame-throwing chicken.
Lee, well, you should get it for the dog pound, bro. After they score a touchdown, they could, you know.
Dude,
no. Does it come with free shipping?
I don't know.
I would hope
down. The site's down.
Is down because guess what?
The dog blew up the site?
No!
it says from the info.
The government is checking on this.
Yeah, actually, JFig, it says free 2 to 5 day delivery for orders over $1,000 on throwflame.com. No. So you do actually get free delivery. What? I'm not making that up.
I mean, if they're taking $1,000 away from you, that's the least they can do.
There's no way. Jackass, the dog costs $9,000.
How much do those heat flamethrowers cost before the game for the heat games?
Well, they just have those and they just wheel them out. Now, That's a controlled environment.
Why don't you get a dog and just take one of those?
Exactly.
Heat?
Like Dade South says, tell Heat Game Ops to get two of those for the home game.
Yeah.
You get a couple of those dogs. I mean, now we're adding to the show, right?
Dude.
Somebody that's a fire.
I'm going to ask people from the Heat how much that cost to operate those flamethrowers. I think I got them a bargain.
Sexy Sauce, that's a good question. Does it come with a fire extinguisher?
That's a very good question.
No, or the fire department. Because Tobin, you know Tobin, this is how it's going to go, right?
Oh, the wife is going to see it.
Let me tell you. Tommy, come see this. Come see what daddy got, right? You go out in the backyard. Look at that. And Tommy's going to be like, daddy, let's get that tree. Right?
Or
then they're going to start burning stuff.
Tell you, you won't have iguanas being a problem anymore.
I got one better than you. It's going to be one of the Tobin YouTube drops after a game, after either a Heat playoff game or a Panther playoff game. And if they win, the dog is just shooting fire out of roof. What you say, Fido? Fire again. That's going to be Tobin. But if they lose, make sure Tobin doesn't have any alcohol near him and drinking and anything like that. Him. Yeah, that's not going to be good.
Man, I'm watching the commercial
he
for
really
it right now.
He really loved this, by the way, guys. He's really studying.
I need you to get off the internet immediately.
Look at him. He's so adorable, too, the way he goes. He prances on his little feet. I got to get you guys this video. Can we run this, JFig?
This guy
Dude,
is...
we're not no. doing advertising for something that probably the FBI
something
is
something that I don't
right
want
now.
People to own.
Why not? Oh, it's reeling back. Oh! Wow.
Can you share a screen or something?
What would you call that dog? What would you call the dog? Baby Tyler?
I call him Bernie.
Bernie.
Oh, man. Give us one more, JFig. What else we got?
All right. Have you heard of Caleb Williams and his red flags?
I've heard of Caleb Williams. I'm not aware of his red flag. I mean, I've seen some dumb stuff that they've red flagged. What are they red flagging, JFig?
Well, an anonymous scout says...
Anonymous scout.
Yeah. You just lost a game in the middle of your bleeping season, and it was like your third loss in a Pac-12. And you went hugging on mommy and crying in mommy's arms, and it...
I like the scout.
Oh, they froze JFig.
Oh, no!
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
She just lost her.
We lost her.
So this guy, let me get the, just see if I can get the
gist. Let's see if I get the rest of the quote for you here.
This guy is complaining that somebody cried because they lost.
He said, he said, you went hugging on your mommy and crying in mommy's arms. It just seemed really weak and nuts. Raw emotion is great, but the Caleb thing. That was ridiculous to me. That threw up major red flags, and I will tell you, he scares the bleep out of me and a lot of NFL teams, too.
Hey, she's back.
The book on him is he's just kind of a weird kid. One GM told me it's like if Prince played quarterback.
Right.
With
Chaplis.
Wait, can I say this?
Yeah.
Chaplis? Is that what they're saying?
I'm gonna say this. Okay, and I mean this in a good way. Kyrie Irving is still getting paid to play basketball. Is there anybody in the last 5 years that we considered weirder?
I mean, he just thinks
But whatever. Like, okay, so we're nitpicking. You see what I'm saying?
But I've never seen Kyrie cry.
He can still play basketball.
I've never seen Kyrie cry, though, in the middle of a game.
Joel Embiid.
Well, Joel Embiid's a crier.
He's a crier.
Windshield.
Okay, you think there's you think nobody said, oh, I don't want him because he cries.
Well, Tobin
like,
did.
First of all, let's. I love the way we celebrate.
You guys frozen again. What's going on?
I love the way we celebrate emotions in sports, but pick and choose which ones we celebrate.
Of course.
Yeah,
that's us.
For sure.
It's all narratives.
Right? Like, come on, stop. If a person's emotional, he's emotional, both good and bad, right? Like, I never for the life of me, as an athlete, could figure out why a person would cry over something they worked so hard to get, right? This was the intention, right? You're going to the Super Bowl. You're trying to win the Super Bowl, right? You do everything you can to win the Super Bowl. You win the Super Bowl, then you cry?
Yeah.
You should be happy.
Happy tears.
But I don't think anything less of him.
I mean, you know, didn't you get emotional when you got married? I mean, wasn't that the plan? You got married, you find the love of your life, you get married and everything. Why are you crying about it on your wedding day?
I ain't cry.
But I'm just saying, people do. Right? People cry on their wedding day, don't they?
Hey, I think my wife wanted me to cry.
I'm going
to
tell you when they almost got me.
Oh, they almost got you, though.
They almost got me when my daughter was born.
Okay, well, let me ask you this. You worked to have a child, didn't you?
Yeah, but I'm just saying. I had to pinch myself in the thigh so I could man up. crying in front of all these damn people.
But I get it, though. But I
know, but I'm not. I don't care. That's not going to affect. Like, you got a Heisman Trophy winner in 2 years of football. And you as a scout are evaluating him based on him crying after a game.
You got to lead men. They don't want no cry leading men. Like the same way you don't want.
How about if your coach cry? Because the year old boy cried, Dick Vermeil cried, they won the Super Bowl.
Depends.
He's old. The old always cry. Nah. If you're old, you're going to cry.
The old cry, but he was a crier.
He's old. I give him. He's a grandfather.
He cried when he left Philadelphia. He cried. Come on.
He's a crier. But when he won the Super Bowl, he was like a great grandfather by that time. Let him cry.
We'll take a quick break. Final hour coming up after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.